tuning in to After Dark with Robin Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We're so glad that you're joining us tonight, whether it be on iHeartRadio at the AmericaOutLoud.news website, or if you're just listening to the podcast on the variety of apps that we stream on. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. Certainly a lot to talk about. Super Tuesday coming right up. President Trump had another successful weekend, winning more states like Missouri and Michigan. His lead continues to grow over Nikki Haley. And after Tuesday, I believe that Nikki Haley will be mathematically eliminated. She will have no path to passing President Trump by the primaries. That does not mean she'll be dropping out of the race, obviously, because we know Nikki Haley is just hoping that the Democrats are successful in taking President Trump off the ballot. That's what she's pretty much holding out for and hoping and praying for. Who cares what the American people want as far as Nikki Haley is concerned? But this is going to show us a lot about the 2024 election, see what the turnout's like. So many states vote on Super Tuesday, 16 states and territories. I'll go through them real quick here. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, and American Samoa. So if you're from any of those places, I guess you be voting this week and make your voices heard. It seems like the voices so far have said the American people are backing President Trump again, at least the Republicans. A lot of Nikki Haley's support we've seen has come from far left Democrats. So, yeah, the choice is pretty clear and pretty easy this time around for most of us. Rob, I noticed New York hasn't voted yet, but it's not really a hard choice with who we've got left, is it? With Nikki Haley and President Trump, it seems like the American people agree with me because they're voting for President Trump basically 5-1 compared to Nikki Haley.
Yeah, I agree with you also, Andrew. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in tonight, the eve of Super Tuesday. It will be interesting to see what happens. As you said, we already know what's going to happen unless someone decides to cheat. But before I go along those lines, Andrew, I want to ask you, how are you doing? Because I know this weekend you were like knocked out a little bit there. Now, was it COVID, Andrew? did you get another bit? Did Dr. Fauci's COVID come in and sneak up on you?
Yeah, maybe it did. I'm thinking more of like a case of influenza flu, but could always be COVID. Didn't even bother to get the test now because the CDC is telling you that you don't even need to take the 5 days anymore. Did you see that story? You don't need 5 days. Just go ahead, go on into work. Just treat it like the cold and flu. It's like, oh, it's almost like someone said that before.
Right.
That's the official stance on it now, apparently.
Exactly. And I've been sick, you know that. And I, like, who cares? I don't care. And we're now finding out that the whole COVID scare was nothing but a ruse. But they're still pushing the vaccine. They're still telling people, oh, you'll do a whole lot better. Take the vaccine. You should get the vaccine. Look at Kelsey. What is the guy's name? The football player. He's talking about the vaccine.
Oh, Travis Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey.
Mr. Pfizer telling everybody, doing all these commercials, telling kids, you want to get the flu vax and the COVID vax at the same time, which a lot of doctors don't even approve. But this guy, he's never seen a shot he didn't love, apparently. Well, never seen a paycheck he didn't love.
Exactly.
Did you know he got over $20 million from Pfizer doing that marketing campaign?
Wow. It's an
absurd amount of money.
And where did that $20 million come from? Probably from taxpayers, because we paid them to rush this vaccine and they kept wanting to put it out there. And of course, now that Biden is in office and giving money away to illegals, giving money away to anyone he can think of, Ukraine, of course, he's going to, hey, well, let's give Pfizer some money because he'll probably help me stay in the White House. But it's ridiculous, Andrew, when you think about it. And no one has been held accountable. During the 2022 election, we thought that the American people were going to wake up and realize that the media had been lying to them. But no, they went ahead and put the Democrats back in power, Although I question it, I do feel that in some instances there might have been some malfeasance taking place, but no one was held accountable. But fast forward to 2024, we've got a second shot at this to make it right, a second chance to let the Democrats know that what you guys did to us, shutting down the entire economy, causing our children to suffer, putting division in the country, it's time to pay up so we can go to the polls and we can continue voting the way we've always voted, or we can vote for change. We can let them know enough is enough. We're not having it anymore. You guys basically destroyed the infrastructure of many of our cities. Many businesses will never recover because of this fake scare of COVID, forcing people to take the vaccine. And I dare say, Andrew, many of the people that are getting sick, especially young men, I wish we had a number. I wish someone was taking the statistics, and they probably are, but the CDC is not going to release them. I would say that many people suffered or are suffering from this vaccine, and it's all by design. I mean, you got to remember the Tuskegee, that whole thing with the syphilis, what they were doing with Black men. Now, some people say, oh, that's far-fetched, but look at what we went through now, forcing people to take a vaccine that we didn't know, or we knew that wasn't going to do anything. It was nothing but Kool-Aid. I took the first shot, was forced to take it. Oh, you can't go to work if you don't take it. My son didn't take it. I'm like, there's no way, only to find out that it didn't do anything. So now we have an opportunity to set the record straight. Look at the amount of money. You talk about Travis Kelce. I can never get that guy's name right. I call him Mr. What is his girlfriend's name? Mr. Taylor Swift. You think of all the money that he got, and then you think about Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fraud, writing books, staying on the government dime, getting a government's pension, all that money he made. The guy's in his 80s. I mean, how much money do you need? Your family's taken care of. But see, this is greedy. This is how greedy the Democrats are. All the lies that he told. And now I can't remember if I did this. I can't remember. Well, just run the tape. Pull the tape. We have it all on tape. But see, when you pull those tapes, that's when the Democrats don't want to see it. They don't want the media to play it. But thank God we have copies of the tape. All of that money, and no one is held accountable. It's sickening. 2022 should have been a wake-up call. I mean, I still say, Andrew, I don't care what anyone says, I do believe that there were some malfeasance that took place in the 2022 election, the same way it took place in the 2020 election. I don't trust Democrats at all. I don't trust them because they're known to do little things like this. They're known to cheat. They're known to lie. Look at what they're trying to do to Trump right now to keep him off the election ballot. Now, if they failed that he wasn't a good candidate, if they failed that no one liked him, then let the people decide. But see, they don't want that, because they know that people will vote for him when you look at Joe Biden's record or lack of record. I mean, this knucklehead went to Brownsville, Texas last week. Brownsville's Texas. Now, I've been to Brownsville, Texas. Part of it is in Texas. Part of it is in Mexico. And he went there as if though, you know, I'm going to show them that I'm serious about the border. Well, how serious can you be, Joe Biden, when you went to a place whereby I would say only two illegals cross the border on any given day, probably 20 a month. Of course, that's too much. But look at that compared to Eagle Pass, Texas. And look at the people that are coming in there through the border. We have probably, Andrew, over a million illegals here. And as Trump said, they're not the finest, they're not the brightest, but they're certainly the most dangerous. But he's going to go there, because he knows, hey, the election is coming up, but I want to show people that I'm concerned about it. And if Republicans would just work with me, work with you and doing what? To pass a bill that's going to give Ukraine more money? And you're only giving Ukraine money so that they won't sing like a canary and say that you're corrupt, you and your son Hunter? Why didn't you go to Eagle Pass, Texas? Why didn't you go where it really mattered? This election is the most important election, I would say, Andrew, in America's history. Are we going to move forward or are we going to move backwards?
Yeah, they say over 10 million illegals have entered our country since Joe Biden has been president of the United States. My source for that is The Hill. It's just unbelievable. We've got over 20 million illegal aliens here. When President Trump comes back into office, it might not be popular with everyone, But to save our country, he's going to have to implement the largest mass deportation that this country has ever seen. It is that out of hand with what Joe Biden has let happen under his watch. There's so many criminals, so many cartel members. You're just going to have to start deporting left and right because our country is a mess. Joe Biden has filled it with these illegals. And people always said the great replacement theory is some kind of big conspiracy. I'm not so sure. You look at all the Muslims in places like Michigan and Minnesota. You look at all the illegals flooding into our country. The black and the white communities are being outplaced by the influx of illegal immigrants coming in.
Well, definitely. And I know as far as the black community, I've talked about this before, and we're going to have BB Diamond come on this week, and she's going to talk about it. The black vote is being replaced with illegals. Now, some of you will say, well, illegals can't vote. Right? They can't vote in a general election, to our knowledge. But you look at California, and you look at what Gavin Newsom is doing. He's allowing them to vote in school elections. Yeah, because, see, they're trying to soften the blow, Andrew.
Pretty sure they vote here in Illinois.
I'm certain that they're going to try to get them to vote here in New York City. But see, they start small. And that's the reason why I think I discussed this with Heather Robinson when she was on last week, that they want these illegals here. Right now, we're saying, well, they can't vote. What damage can they cause? Well, here's the damage. Because you see, we have an election Super Tuesday tomorrow. Well, if when it's time for the census to be counted, they want to be able to count those illegal aliens in different states. That's the reason why they're dispersing them around the country and definitely targeting red states. Because if they're able to include them in the census count, when they start counting the census, there's a possibility that Democrats will outnumber Republicans, and then they will get an extra seat in the House. That's the reason why they want to disperse these illegals all around the country. And as you said, when Trump gets into office, the greatest deportation ever. They've done it before. It has happened before. We need to do it again. I know, yes. When I think about it, it's a very daunting task. I don't even know how they would go about doing it, Andrew.
Because yeah, they're spread out.
Right, they're spread out, and we don't have like tags on them. They haven't registered to say, here I am.
Well, all the money we're sending to Ukraine, we need to send to ICE to round these people up. Maybe that's an option.
It is an option, but how do you figure out who they are? Because you know there will be lawsuit after lawsuit. Oh, you can't. This is illegal search. You can't do this. And as far as I'm concerned, you can do it, and we need to do it. That is a reason why I said that there are deep pocket Republicans, just like George Soros, who have more power, more money than George Soros. Why aren't you using your money to support DAs, lawyers, or judges that will uphold the law and will stand up and push back and say, we can't do this because we need someone to do it?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, President Trump will have to take away funding from any sanctuary city that's shielding these scumbag illegals that are breaking laws. That'll be the first step, because any illegal busted breaking the law here in this country, obviously they broke the law when they crossed the border, but anytime you pick them up on criminal charges, deport. That would be my recommendation. But of course, we're going to have a lot of these DAs like Alvin Bragg or mayors in Chicago like Brandon Jennings, who are going to tell their staff, hey, don't tell federal government, don't tell ICE that we've got this illegal detained here for a felony. They'll literally hide it from them. But if that's the case, we should just cut funding to all these sanctuary cities and make them hurt in the pocketbook, because this is out of hand and these illegals need to be deported. And I would say a lot of the citizens in these cities at this point would even support that.
I think they would support it. We have no choice at this point. We have got to come up with the plan. And I hope Republicans who are busy fighting amongst themselves, like Nikki Haley, are saying, this is how this will be our approach. You look at Stephen A. Miller. I mean, that guy's on fire. And I think that he would be able to put a plan together to round up all of these illegals and get rid of them. And as far as this birthright citizenship, we need to address that as well. This election, as I keep telling people, take it seriously. It is important. 16 states, like you said, are going to vote, and this is just a primary. But we have got to start rounding people up so that when it's time to vote during the general, we will vote and we will put in conservatives that will uphold the law, because we see right now, these people will not uphold the law. They don't care about the law. They want to remake the law. And as far as they're concerned, they don't care if we don't have any laws whatsoever. That's probably what they want, Andrew.
Yeah, you're so right. And we also enjoy a conservative majority on the Supreme Court. Just think, if Joe Biden gets 4 more years, that might be another 1 or 2 judges he could add. Really be a big dent in the overall picture for Republicans long term. This is the most important election. I know we said 2020 was, and it was huge because we badly needed President Trump back, and look at the results. But at this point, it just feels like we cannot withstand another 4 years of Joe Biden and his handlers ruining our country. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Rob and I did, and we're so happy we've tried Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. It's a great way to boost your immune system. Like I said, I feel like I kind of caught the flu. Luckily, I'm a regular Healthy Cell taker. I think I passed it within a day or two. You go to HealthyCell.com, check out the great products, and save with the promo code OUTLOUD. You can also go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. Check out the shop, or you can find the link to Healthy Cell there. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off. In 2008, people could spend an average of 12 seconds on a task without becoming distracted. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds. The digital age is narrowing our attention span. Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus, concentrate longer, and strengthen recall. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top, shoot it down. Thousands of 5-star reviews proves it works. Supercharge your brain and see the difference. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe. Air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
So, Andrew, we're talking about the election in the 16 states that are going to be voting on tomorrow. And Biden's name, of course, is going to be on the ballot, he and Trump, along with Nikki Haley, who she's out of as far as I'm concerned. I don't care if she were to win a state, she will never be able to catch up with Trump. And I think she's just doing this to be a foil. There's a possibility that she's looking at a third party run. But as far as I'm concerned, in the Democrat the Republican Party, she's finished. It's over. She'll probably go on fake news CNN or MSNBC as a commentator. She may even reach out to Fox and they'll have her as a commentator. But I can no longer take her seriously, and I won't take her seriously because of what she's doing to the party, regardless as to what she thinks is going to happen with Trump and all these indictments. And as I've said before, Republicans should be out front saying that this is wrong. This is illegal. They should call it what it is. It's illegal. It is an abuse of the justice system. It's an abuse of the justice system. First, I mean, these fines are incoherent. I mean, how can you, the Constitution says that you cannot levy a fine over a certain amount that's going to make imperil the person's life, which is what they're trying to do with Trump. $83 million for E. Jean Carroll. Like, she's not even worth, in my humble opinion, $1,000. I mean, if you want to look at her background, look at some of the things that she's written, you would think this woman is a Looney Tune. But they tried to dress her up and make her look all proper and prim so that people would feel sorry for her. And then she goes out and celebrates with all these people. Oh, yeah, we're going to take his money. And then I heard that Trump came, went to the judge and said, I would like to put a stay on this. I don't want to, you know, turn over this money until I can, you know, see about my finances. And then she's saying, oh, no, I don't want that. I want the money now. Because, see, she knows that the longer they wait, we come closer to the election, Trump could stop this. You see, this is what the Democrats are afraid of, that if Trump becomes the next president, he will put a stop to all this, and rightfully so. And you know why he should do it? Because it's all illegal. You would think that the media would be out saying this is wrong, but they're playing along with this game. You look at Letitia James, I'm going to take this property, I'm going to take that property. The media is supposed to be unbiased. They're not supposed to come in here with their biases. They're supposed to report the facts and call Letitia James out and say what she's doing is wrong. You can't do that. No harm was done to anyone, but they won't do it because they want you to think that Trump has done something wrong. I was watching the other day, Andrew, this guy, Keith Boykin. He's an activist. He has been, he was in Barack Obama's White House, and he's been an analyst on PMSNBC and fake news CNN. And he's Black, and just in case I didn't mention that. And he's also gay, just in case I didn't mention that. And it's important to mention that because Democrats love to deal with identity politics. So he was making some YouTube, Facebook post, and he was saying, you know, they keep saying that Black people are, Trump is in office because Black people aren't voting. He said, well, the question should be, why are white people voting for Trump? I'm like, what? You know, because see, that's the trigger word, white people voting for Trump. White people, it's always blame white people. He says, not that Black people aren't voting, it's why are white people voting for Trump? Because Trump has done nothing. Trump has been indicted 93 times. Trump is going up for, he has to pay an $83 million fine for raping this woman. He's also has a fine of $434 million because of him overestimating the price of his properties. And then Alvin Bragg is going to bring charges against him for an accountant error. Now I'm thinking, that's all you got? What if you had none of that? Then what would you attack Trump on? See, they're putting that out because they know everything else that they've thrown at Trump makes no sense. It's all made up. So now they want to focus on this. And that's the reason why they want to get a guilty verdict on Trump. Because they feel as if though if they get that, the independents will say, we can't vote for him. Which to me makes absolutely no sense. But okay, well, I can't vote for him because he was found guilty. And look at the state of our country now. They're trying to find everything guilty. So you're going to let that keep you from voting for him, although you know that it's all made up? I can't wait to Robert Hur come before the House and testify. And what the Republicans should do is if they should have it during prime time, I'm sure they haven't thought about that. They should have him to testify during prime time when everyone is not at work, they're at home, so that they could ask the question. And I wouldn't go around it like this long way with, well, what did you mean? I would just say, when you interviewed him, in your opinion, we know that you're not a doctor. We know that you're not a medical doctor. But as an attorney, you have to assess the witness. Do you feel that he was coherent each day? Do you think that when you said that he's a old, nice old man who's forgetful, did you mean it that one day or in general? Because if it's in general, we need to invoke the 25th Amendment. Don't drag it out. Get cut straight through the chase. Because if you drag it out, I'm sure they're going to have that guy, Dan Goldman, who will probably be there, who was one of the impeachment attorneys against Trump, who's on the House now, he'll probably be there to spin lies. But see, they should cut straight through the chase and just say, in your opinion, when you met with Joe Biden, and I guess he wasn't on, they hadn't given him vitamin B shots, he certainly wasn't on Healthy Cell, because had he been on Healthy Cell, I'm sure he would have been a little bit more coherent. And I think a lot of other Democrats need Healthy Cell because you got a lot of weak beta males on the Democrat side. They're sensitive. They're soft. It makes me sick.
Yeah. Kevin O'Connor, the White House physician, this guy needs to lose his medical license. He says that Joe Biden is fit for duty after his physical. Biden is healthy, active, robust, 81-year-old male. He says his medical considerations include obstructive sleep apnea, and a fib with a normal ventricle response. Other conditions listed on the report for Biden include chronic acid reflux, known as gastro. Oh, it's a big word there. Seasonal allergies, spinal arthritis, and hyperlipidemia, a condition with an elevated amount of lipids in the blood. Biden takes three common prescription medications and three common over-the-counter medications, and his medical conditions remain stable and well controlled. Physically, it might not be a total lie, but mentally, this guy's brain is an absolute vegetable, and we know he won't submit to a cognitive test outside of this White House doctor. So just Joe Biden continues to skate away. They say, oh, he's perfectly fine. There's nothing to see here. But then when you see the guy, he's obviously not fine.
There is no way Joe is going to take a cognitive test. And even with the what this guy, this White House physician, Kevin O'Connor, said, remember when we saw Joe stumbling all over the place, they were saying that, oh, he tripped. Oh, there was something in his way. Now they're saying that his gait is slow because of arthritis. Well, I called that earlier on. I said that his gait is off, but they were telling us, oh, there's nothing wrong with him. This is the media telling us this. There's nothing wrong with him. When he came out with all that those depressions on his face from sleeping with some type of face mask, they were saying, "Oh, that's nothing," only to find out that he has sleep apnea. You see how they change this? When we find out the truth, they'll say, "Oh no, that's not it. It's something else," only for this White House physician to come out and say, "Oh yeah, he's working like he can fulfill the constitutional duties." No, he cannot. That's a lie. And you're right, that guy should lose his medical license. I can't believe that we're living in a world whereby people are openly lying to us about the condition of Joe Biden. That is a reason why this election is so important. Now, if you think back about a week or so ago, the state of Michigan, they had an opposition vote for Joe and that came up to one, I think it was 100 votes that went against Joe Biden. And that was thanks to Rashida Tlaib. I don't know how the heck she's on the Hill. I can't, well, I know how she's there. And I've said this before. If you go to Michigan, if you go to a lot of these middle states, you will be surprised of the makeup of the community. You would be surprised. And I would rest assured and tell you that many of the people that are crossing the border are illegals and they're terrorists and they're in her district. I'm telling you, I'm not saying this to cast doubt. I'm not saying this to poke fun, but we need to investigate. We welcome everyone here. But if your intentions are not to support the Constitution, if your intentions is to cause harm, we don't want you here. We need to go to her district and we need to investigate. And the only way, Andrew, that can happen is if we make certain that Trump gets in the White House in 2024. Not only that, I have said this and I will keep saying it. And I think even Trump has started to realize this. We need to remove the FBI out of DC, move it to Texas, Florida, Oklahoma, any place but DC, because it has become too corrupt, it has become too political, and all the players there are political. You look at what just happened to the FBI informant who gave information on Hunter Biden. Now, they're saying that the FBI decided to arrest him because they said that he's lying. Okay, I don't care if he's lying or not, he's an FBI informant. And the way he gets his data, the way he gets his intelligence, who knows? But the FBI does know. But see, they blew his cover because they want to protect Joe by saying he lied to us. But a closer observation, if you look at that, they're not telling you exactly, well, how did he lie and how did the FBI not know about this? Look at Christopher Steele, who lied about Trump and Russia collusion. Why haven't they arrested him? Why are they staying arm's length at him? They being the FBI. The FBI is corrupt. The FBI is corrupt. Christopher Wray is corrupt. And when Trump gets into office, it's not about retribution, but it is about cleaning house. And that is a reason why they don't want him there. That is a reason why they keep supporting Nikki Haley. That is a reason why you have Democrats who are actually going to the polls, Andrew, and switching their party affiliation to vote for Nikki. And then comes 2024, they'll go back and become Democrats. Nikki knows this. She knows it, and the media should be calling her out about it. But they won't, because they're part of the deep swamp. They're afraid. They're afraid that they're about to be exposed. Well, we need to expose them all.
Rob, because this... Go ahead. Let me give you a hypothetical scenario here. Let's say the Democrats are successful in removing President Trump from the 2024 election, and we're stuck with Nikki Haley, Joe Biden, or Robert F. Kennedy. Is there a world where you could see yourself pulling the lever for Robert F. Kennedy in that situation? Let's say he's the polls dramatically change and all of a sudden he's favored to win or something like that.
Absolutely.
I'm so against Nikki Haley. I'm not a Robert F. Kennedy fan. I've called him out time and time again. His climate change stance is the main one for me that gets me. But I swear, he's starting to, I think he is more representative of America First than Nikki Haley is at this point.
Well, I think what we have to realize is that his stance on COVID, he has a huge stance on COVID, he's against it. But right. Everything
people like that, yeah.
They like it, but everything else is along the party lines of the Democrat. If he were to come out and say, this whole transgender thing makes absolutely no sense. We need to close our border. And there's just so much more. I wouldn't, because we would be putting Democrats back in office again to continue their warped policies.
Sadly, Nikki Haley's not saying a lot of these things either.
you're right. Nikki Haley isn't. But I think that with a Republican Senate and House, they would keep her at bay. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way about Tulsi Gabbard. I know a lot of people are saying, well, maybe Trump should put her on the ticket. She's still a Democrat. And until she comes out and says that she's not a Democrat, I wouldn't vote for her. I would not trust her. Because we got to realize that these people, their allegiance is somewhat still within that party. So, and it's too risky.
If that horrible situation happens, we just have to hope and pray that there's a way that a Ron DeSantis or a Vivek or somebody like that could step up and save us, someone that we'd actually wouldn't have to hold our nose to vote for.
Yep, because I think that if Democrats, and I don't know how they would do it, be successful in removing Trump, because even if he's indicted, he can still run. And I would still vote for him. I don't even care if they were to put him in jail, which they wouldn't be able to do because of the Secret Service. But he would still be on the ballot. And that's what Democrats are hoping, that if they do indict him, they can pile on and get people to go against him. And you know that, and I hate to say this, I really and truly hate to say it, but Fox News would not let off of it. They would keep saying, well, he's been indicted, he's this, just like now. And again, I tell, as a journalist, okay, a seasoned journalist who went to journalism school, what you see right now that's being played out has nothing to do with journalism, and it's all citizen activism, because they're supposed to report the news and we decide. They're supposed to call out a situation like what's happening with Trump and say, this makes absolutely no sense. Okay. And even if they don't say that, they could just say, because then they're giving their opinion by saying it doesn't make any sense. But they say, but the law, according to the law, this is what's supposed to happen. No harm was done. So what are they talking about that they now want to throw him in jail? We're becoming Russia and China. That's it. And then let people decide. But they're not doing it, so they're thinking, we put him away, and then people will not like him, and then they'll vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah, and I know we talked about this last week, but any of the establishment Republicans that think if they can knock out President Trump, Nikki Haley winning is a layup, I don't see it like that. She is going to have a hard time getting Trump supporters to come out and vote for her. Like Rob and I just discussed, we'd probably hold our nose and do it. But there's millions out there who I have a feeling are not, they're going to look at Nikki Haley and look at her as part of the reason why Trump was taken off the ballot or whatever the situation would be.
Yep.
I think she would lose to Joe Biden, honestly.
I think she would. because those voters, they wouldn't vote for her. They just wouldn't show up, unfortunately. And I think that's what she's counting on, as opposed to saying, okay, regardless of what happened, I want to win, but still the Republican Party. And she's not saying that. She has gone scorched earth saying, well, we need to know. We need for these trials. When she said this the other day, we need for these trials to take place so that we can see what the end result is going to be. Well, the end result will be is that they're going to lie. They're going to cheat. They're going to find him guilty. But Trump's base is going to stay with him. I don't think people understand that these are the people that see through the charade. These are the people that are going to come out tomorrow and vote for Trump because they see what's happening. They know what they're doing to him is wrong. Regardless as to what the media is saying, regardless as to Nikki Haley singing a different tune now by saying, oh, we really do need to look at this and see if he's going to be found guilty. People are tired. They're fed up. They are fed up. And if she is part of the problem, they're fed up with her as well. And it's just unfortunate that we don't have a media, an honest media, that will say, you can't do this. This is wrong. This is America. And we're now behaving as if though we're Russia. You see how they're revisiting Russia? Oh, well, Putin wants Trump back in the office. I'm thinking, are you guys going to do that again? Are you serious? You're going to actually throw that back out there, although it blew up in your face. It blew up in their face, but no one was held accountable, like we said, in 2022. And as I always said, John Doerr's report, he waited too late. Maybe he was methodical, maybe he was good, but he knew the timing, and he knew that by the time he presented this, it was going to be all gone. And why didn't he move to have this case tried outside of D.C.? Because the judge who heard it was also a liberal judge. And he also gave the jurors instructions that was going to very easily let off Michael Sussman. I think his name was Michael Sussman. He knew it. But no one said anything about it. So it was like a waste of taxpayer money. You should have just written a report and say, well, the way things are going, no one's going to find him guilty. And now this guy is out free to continue more criminal activity. See, this is sad. And this is what the Democrats have done. I will submit to you again. The seat of the government needs to leave D.C. We have to leave it. And if when Trump gets that back into office, and I hope he gets a group of representatives and senators that will agree with him and push it. Don't worry about what people will say, but in order to save the country, we need to move the seat of the government, be it temporarily, I don't care, but we need new blood because the people who are there are swampers and they will keep a thing going. They will keep fighting against the country because I'm sure many of them knew that Joe Biden had classified documents going all the way back 40 years ago. That was no secret. They knew it, but they gave him cover. And this needs to stop, Andrew.
Yeah, you nailed it. You guys are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel. We're also available on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, or wherever you listen to your podcast, please be sure to search for America Out Loud. Find not just us, but a ton of great shows over at any of the America Out Loud podcast affiliate links. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutLoud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
So, Andrew, we're at the last half of the show, and just a couple of things that I want to go back over and some new things I want to mention. We started talking about Joe Biden's checkup and how his doctor, this guy Kevin O'Connor, was giving him a clean bill of health. And we remember when Trump was in office and they always doubted what his doctor was saying. I think it was Ron Jackson. They kept, oh, no, he's not saying the truth. And we think there's something more going on, although Trump exhibited no signs of having a problem. Joe Biden is exhibiting signs of early dementia. Robert Herr, in his report about the classified documents, gave us confirmation. When Joe came out to dispel what the Robert Herr had said, we even saw then that, yeah, this guy, he's struggling. When he went to Brownsville, Texas, the exact same thing. Stuttering, stumbling, like a deer in headlights. That just reminded me, Andrew, of our good old friend Mitch McConnell has decided to step down. He's not going to run again after November. That's it. Yeah, I agree. It's like he's been there for God knows, like, I think like 20 plus years serving in this position for 16 years. Now, why didn't he decide earlier on, let me just step down? Why is it that these people they feel as though they're entitled to these positions? Oh, I've got to stay here. I've just got to stay. Because they're enriching themselves, Andrew.
Well, I've got bad news, Rob. Mitch McConnell, from what I've heard, he's stepping down as the Senate majority or minority leader. However, he's still going to stay in the Senate until his term's up in 2027.
Oh, my. See, that's dangerous. Because if he happens to die in office, and it is possible because you look at the guy, the governor of Kentucky, who happens to be a Democrat, has said that he is going to appoint another Democrat to fill the vacancy. I hope you folks in Kentucky are listening. You got to wake up because you should have voted for, I'll miss out the guy's name, when he ran for governor in 2022, but you didn't. Cameron, last name is Cameron. You did it. So you decided to keep the Democrat governor. This is not good. This is not good. And I can't say this enough. You look at the policies of Democrats. It's not America first. It's everyone first but America. And if it wasn't for our taxpayer dollars, I would say, okay, fine. But our taxpayer dollars, funded dollars, Andrew, we're supporting these illegals. And we're getting nothing in return but death. Nothing in return but slums. Nothing in return but a broken down justice system. You look at the woman who was killed just a week ago, Laken Riley. Joe Biden has yet to say her name. Maybe he forgot her name. Maybe he didn't even know what happened to her. Maybe his staff didn't tell him out of fear that he might mention her and might get the name confused. Maybe that's the reason why his doctor gave him a clean bill of health. And we don't have to worry about the cognitive skills. We didn't see anything there that would warrant that type of test. Well, you didn't. We're not doctors, and we see a lot that's there. A lot. But I just want to go back to this, to Laken Riley. But he's yet to say her name. And as we said before, Democrats want to pretend as if though this is just a regular murder, no biggie. But when George Floyd died, they broadcast his funeral on TV, gold casket. He was treated as though he was some hero. And when we had soldiers, 13 soldiers to die in Afghanistan, we saw none of that. We didn't see the funeral. We saw their caskets being brought home, and we saw Joe Biden checking his watch as if though he wanted to say, when is this going to be over? I'm ready for my cookies, my warm milk and cookies. The media didn't call him out. And they saw what he was doing. They knew it was absurd. It was embarrassing. But they didn't want to say anything about it. This is a Joe Biden that people are supporting. This is a Joe Biden that people are saying, oh, he's just the best president ever. Nancy Pelosi is older than Joe Biden, as well as Maxine Waters. And granted, the two of them together, I mean, you can tell that they're old and decrepit. But my God, they're in a lot better shape than he is. Remember Dianne Feinstein? You know, Andrew, I often think about Dianne Feinstein's passing and how it was just, I don't know. I thought that there would have been more of a fanfare, but it was quiet. The services were quiet. She died. She moved on. Then they immediately start looking for a replacement. And from what I'm hearing, Andrew, tomorrow's vote, I'm hoping will be a nail in Adam Schiff's coffin, that he won't be able to move up to that Senate position. Because right now, his opponent, the Republican opponent, is far ahead of him in the polls. Now, he'll remain in Congress because he'll remain as a representative. But I'm hearing that come tomorrow, his wishes and hopes for a higher office, the upper chamber of the House, this might not happen.
Yeah, we don't want
it didn't happen.
We don't want pencil neck Schiff in the Senate. And I looked that up while you were talking. Mitch McConnell indeed has said he is going to finish out the rest of his term until 2027, as long as his health allows him to do so. But, I mean, come on. This guy is literally frozen up on the stage multiple times. Makes Dementia Joe look somewhat stable in comparison, in my opinion. I mean, this guy is past it. I should just step down. Like you said, he never even should have ran this last time around. And the Republicans that voted him for the majority leader or minority leader, why? Why would you do that? Just shows how short-sighted they are and how they'll just do what people tell them in the Senate. That's kind of why I prefer the House currently, is there's more free thinkers there. Obviously, there's more rhinos as well, but this Senate, they've been a disappointment.
A complete disappointment. And the name of the person I was trying to think of whom I thought that the Kentuckians would have voted for was Daniel Cameron.
Yeah.
Voted him for governor, but they put Andy Beshear back in, who's nothing but a woke liberal. And they put him in because after they had that huge, those tornadoes that came in, he was crying and he's like, oh, he feels our pain. No, he doesn't feel your pain. He was playing on your emotions so that he could stay in office. And now if McConnell dies in office, which will probably happen, just like Dianne Feinstein, he has said that he's going to put a Democrat in that seat. That's the reason why elections matters, and we got to get this thing right. Democrats aren't playing. They're serious. And their whole thing is to destroy the foundation of America. They don't care. That is a reason why you see them out in droves constantly talking about racism, because they know if they play that card to Black people will buy into it. Meanwhile, Black people are being replaced by illegals. As you opened up the show, Andrew, talking about the Great Replacement. It's real. Don't let them tell you otherwise. Now, you have a lot of Black bougies. When I say Black bougie, they're the ones who are like think they're upper crust and they're bad. They have their nose up in the air like white liberals. They will tell you, oh, no, that's just a thing of your imagination. No one's trying to replace you. Yes, they are. That's the reason why they want all these illegals. Have you not looked and noticed that the birth rate in America is down? You know why it's down? Because they're telling women, you don't need to be married. You don't need a man. And not only that, Andrew, they're pushing lesbianism on women. Oh, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And they're starting this out in our schools. These Democrats are demonic. They're evil. They don't care about the family institution. They want us to play in their fantasy land. And some of you would say, oh, well, it's the law. Well, look at who's pushing down those laws. Trans people, gay activists. I don't care what your sexuality is. But the moment you start to let it seep into society and then you start trying to poison people's minds, then I've got a problem with it. We've got trans people running for office. They have mental problems, mental issues. They should not be running. We should be able to say that because it's truthful. We have had individuals to come on our show to talk about this. And they themselves have said it is a mental issue. Why is it now? It's not a mental issue. I'll tell you why. Because the person, the president of the American Medical Association, the person who's over the American Pediatrics Association, they're all gay activists. Go figure. Of course they're going to try to change the books. Of course they're going to try to change the agenda. And you look at many of our other high offices, a lot of them have entered in, activists. You know why? Because we sat back and we said, give them a chance. Oh, it's not fair. The same way we sat back and we said, oh, let there be a black mayor. Let there be a female mayor. And let this and let this. And what have they done? Failed us at every angle. Failed, failed, failed.
Yeah, let's give Ron DeSantis credit where it's due for eliminating DEI at a lot of these universities in Florida, including the University of Florida. All the DEI hires are eliminate. All DEI-related positions the University of Florida did because of pressure from the governor. I'd like to see more of that around the country. As we've said, it doesn't lead to qualified candidates. It leads to just race-based candidates or gender-based candidates, and that's not the way it should be.
That's not the way it should be. It should be qualified candidates based upon the merit. But apparently we've thrown that out the door. That is the reason why tomorrow, Super Tuesday, people have got to get out, they've got to vote, and they've got to keep that same determination, that same fever to get out there and carry it all the way to November. And no matter what happens with Trump, he's in it to win it. He's got our back. We've got to have his back. And we've got to push forward because we know all this that's happened to him is nothing but persecution. And they want to tear the base from him. They want to lock him up. They want to take away his money. They want to tie him up in all these frivolous lawsuits to keep him off the campaign trail. They don't want him out there because they're thinking if we could do that, hey, we got him. And I dare say, Andrew, I think Nikki Haley wants the same thing. She wants the same thing. When you listen to her talk, there's no path for her. None whatsoever. Come tomorrow, she's not going to win. And even if she does win one, Andrew, it's not going to get her any closer to the delegate count. But see, she's hoping, I heard someone say, well, she's hoping that if she gets enough delegates, rack them enough up, that when it's time for the convention, she can throw her weight around and say, well, you got to do this. And you got to give me a prominent spot to speak. I wouldn't give her anything. You lost. You divided us. You're not speaking. Now you watch, mark my word. If they don't give her a spot to speak, the media, especially the right-wing media, oh, that's not fair. They can at least acknowledge her. It's going to make it seem as if though they don't like women. There are other women who could talk. We don't need to hear from her. She's just one woman out of so many other conservative women. Look at Winsome Sears. Let her speak. We don't need to hear from Nikki Haley. We see her now. She's a divisive force. But you mark my word. They will get out there, the right-wing media. Oh, it's not fair. And they should let her sit down and be done with. We don't need you. You try to tear up the party. We don't care what you have to say. Take you and your little delegates and go away. Be gone with you. But see, she wants to create friction. She wants this. And then she won't realize, no one will call her out and say, but Nikki, you do realize you're tearing up the party. Allow Trump the opportunity to bring everyone together. It's already going to be difficult. So why don't you step aside, change your rhetoric, and start saying, no, let's come together. And you know, Andrew, what Trump should do is just let Ron DeSantis and by that go after her. I'm sure he would just eat her alive as he's done before. And she would have no one to defend her. He's got to be kind of careful because, you know, they'll start throwing up the gender card. Oh, this is not fair. She's a woman. Well, who cares if she's a woman? If you get into the race, you put on your big woman panties and you start fighting. But see, then they want to make her defenseless. Oh, I don't buy that at all, Andrew. I don't buy it at all. She needs to get out. Super Tuesday does not have her name on it. She's given fuel for Joe to run with this. She knows what she's doing. She knows it, but she won't stop. She's just like a Democrat. But this has got to be over. It's come Super Tuesday, come tomorrow. When they vote, we count the votes. It's it. And then, and Joe must be forced to debate.
Is she gonna
debate.
Is she going to give another speech like she won after she gets beat down in every state on Super Tuesday? Because that's been her pattern thus far. She comes out and gives these jolly speeches like she really accomplished something.
Oh, yeah, she probably will. And, of course, the media will say, oh, let's wait for her speech. Let's see what she's going to say. Well, I'm still in it because this is a democracy and this is not Russia and this is like China. But it's like, but you're behaving like Russia and China. Don't you see it? I mean, it's like, don't you see it? And by the media not calling you out, they're behaving like Russia and China, the media there. She doesn't have a path to victory. Okay, we should be focusing on Joe. If she wants to attack someone, attack Joe. Attack Kamala Harris. Those two dimwits have messed the country up. And that's what Republicans have got to focus on. I would hit the border, the border, the border. As I said before, to these suburban moms, if you don't wake up, what happened to God rest her soul, Lincoln Riley, will happen to you. It will happen to you and your family. You need to wake up. It is time to wake up and reject this propaganda that the media is putting out there. After tomorrow, Nikki should go away. And Andrew, you know, I got to say this. I know we're getting ready to close. I said, I take my hat off to Trump, who's now focusing on the general and focusing on all of Joe Biden's deficits. Because I don't know if you saw his rally this weekend after he won the caucuses in, I think it was Minnesota. There were caucuses in Nevada. There were caucuses somewhere, and he won them all. Clean sweep. And he didn't even acknowledge Nikki. He focused on Joe, the border, and Lake and Riley, and rightfully so. It was a great campaign speech. I'm like, and that's what he should keep doing. The media wants him to focus on that other woman that's out there, but he shouldn't. Focus on Joe and his deficits. Focus on how Joe has destroyed this country. Focus on how Joe very easily, with an executive order, shut down the border, but he won't. Why won't Joe shut down the border? Why is Joe exposing innocent lives to these vicious criminals that are coming here from Venezuela, from Mexico, from China, and all over the world? Why is Joe allowing that? It is a great replacement. Joe does not care because Joe has one leg in the grave and another leg on a banana peel. America, it is time to get serious. We're heading to the polls. Be serious. Be thoughtful, be methodical, but get to the polls and vote. Even if it means voting early, you do it. Because we have got to defeat the Democrats, Andrew, at their own game.
Yeah, well said. Thank you for joining us on After Dark with Robin Andrew. We're all out of time. You can find us on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio or our podcasts over at Spotify, Pandora, Stitcher, wherever you stream. Or go to AmericaOutLoud.news. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.